This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. On Tuesday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release its report on job openings. And if it's anything like other U.S. Labor Department reports in the last few weeks, expect more terrible news. Last week, the government said the unemployment rate had shot to 8.1% in February. Some 12.5 million Americans are looking for work. Millions more fear that their next paycheck could be their last for a long while. These figures are also undermining consumer confidence. Although home prices and interest rates are going down, many Americans are too skittish to buy homes. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax is here to sort out the data. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
What do you think? Have these awful numbers, have they hit bottom, or are there any indications that the job market will improve anytime soon?
We have no silver linings. At this point, things really look terrible. We're in just a free-falling labor market. And to me, the most disturbing number that I saw last week was not really the Labor Department report on unemployment. We knew that was going to be bad. What frightened me more was the report that came out on Thursday that had to do with productivity. Productivity is a measure of how much a worker puts out in an hour. So we like to have good productivity. We like to see people busy. Those numbers were plummeting. In the fourth quarter of 2008, we just had a drop off the cliff for productivity.
Elaborate a little bit on the relationship between productivity growth and jobs. What does one have to do with the other?
Well, if you think about what productivity is, that is the output per hour per worker, you want to have lots of orders coming in. You want your workers busy. You want them cranking out all those widgets every hour. Well, if they're not doing that, what are they doing? That means orders have fallen off. A lot of employers hate to lose their workers because when business picks back up, you don't want to have to retrain a new workforce. So what we're seeing here is orders are dropping so quickly and there's so little work to do that some workers are standing around oiling machines, restocking the shelves, sweeping the floor, just killing time praying that a new order comes in, but it's not coming. So what we're really seeing is that this drop in productivity means at some point the employers are going to cry uncle and start firing more people in large numbers. And really, that's what happened in the fourth quarter. We saw this drop in productivity, and now we're losing the workers.
So I would imagine that this means high school and college graduates, the prospects for them are not very promising.
See, this is one good reason to celebrate being, shall we say, a little older. I'm happy to say that I am not just out of college or out of high school because this spring is going to be brutal. Here's what's happening is baby boomers like me are looking at their 401ks and saying, oh my God, I have to work longer. I'm not going to be able to retire in my 50s or early 60s. I'm going to have to keep going for a long time. So I'm not clearing out of my job to make room for younger people coming behind me. Here we are in a terrible economy. You want to have workers retire to create new openings for young workers, but the falling stock market is making that impossible. So we're going to have almost a generational war with young people sitting around saying, I need a job, and older workers saying, if I've got a place, I am not leaving it. I need to make up for those losses in the stock market.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax, thanks a lot.
Thank you.